Recorded Books and RB Digital present Unearthly Things by Michelle Gagnon, narrated by Michi Barral. This book begins with the following quote from Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. "No sight so sad as that of a naughty child," he began, "especially a naughty little girl. Do you know where the wicked go after death?" "They go to hell," was my ready and orthodox answer. "And what is hell? Can you tell me that?" "A pit full of fire." "And should you like to fall into that pit and to be burning there forever?" "No, sir." "What must you do to avoid it?" I deliberated a moment. My answer, when it did come, was objectionable. "I must keep in good health and not die." Chapter 1. Rain, wind, and darkness filled the air. Nevertheless, I dimly discerned a wall before me and a door open in it. Through this door I passed with my new guide. She shut and locked it behind her. "This is the place," the driver said. "Home, right?" "Not really," I muttered. The ride from the airport had passed in a blink. But then my whole life felt like that lately. Every time I closed my eyes, the world seemed to jump forward to a new and terrible place. Less than 3 weeks ago, I'd been sitting on our back porch watching the tide come in. When a car pulled into the driveway, I figured my parents were back early from their day date. Then the doorbell rang, which was weird. Weirder still, when I answered it, there were two serious-looking cops standing there. The older one asked, "Are you Janie Mason?" The next time I blinked, two caskets were being lowered into matching dark holes, while a priest talked about lives cut tragically short. Blink, I was in a lawyer's office, my bare legs sticking to a leather chair as he droned on. "Your parents appointed the Rochesters to serve as your legal guardians. They live in San Francisco." Blink, I was on a plane, watching Kona International Airport recede in the distance. Blink, at the bottom of the airport escalator, a chauffeur was holding a sign with my name on it. And now I'd arrived at the home of total strangers, like so much driftwood cast ashore. I fought the urge to cry as I tucked stray hairs into the hood of my anorak. The rain was coming down in sheets, making it difficult to see more than a few feet past the car. The driver hurried around to retrieve my suitcases from the trunk. Girding myself against the downpour, I climbed out of the back seat. The wind drove the rain into me, quickly soaking my clothing. It rained all the time in Hawaii, but those drops were warm, more like a caress. These icy pellets were a different beast entirely. Shivering, I tilted my head back and stared up at the house. "Whoa," I muttered. It was a mansion, huge, imposing, and starkly different from our cozy beach cottage. The kind of place you could actually get lost in, especially since it was completely dark aside from the light above the door. The driver carefully set my battered suitcases on the front porch before pressing the doorbell. I joined him beneath an awning that blocked the worst of the storm. "You're sure this is it?" I asked after a minute, trying to keep the tremor from my voice.
"It's the right address."
The driver frowned at the door, then pushed the buzzer again. We both listened as doleful chords bounced off the walls inside.
"Sure they're expecting you?"
"Yeah, I mean, I think so," I said. He smiled at me, and I felt badly about forgetting his name.
"If you'd like, miss, you can wait in the car."
"No, thanks. I'll be fine."